Demon Seed.
You must be mistaken.
It's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
You know what'll happen? He will...
I'm recording, by the way.
That's fine. He will arrive late. He'll send a series of WhatsApp messages saying, where's the fucking link? It doesn't work. After about 15 minutes, he will manage to access the link. Then he'll turn it on. Then when we get there, he'll be angry. And he will talk about how he uses Windows 98 to access the internet and how this link is not based on Windows 98. From that point inwards, he'll get angry. Then we'll end up, you know, blowing into a bottle and talking about the same stuff. That's the gist of it.
And complaining about my perfectly designed t-shirts as well.
How's that going? Obviously, all the listeners out there tucking into this great free fest this weekend, whatever day you're listening to it, you know, those t-shirts are selling like cakes. Not just cakes.
Not hot ones. Just room temperature cakes.
Selling like room temperature cakes. They're going off a treat now. People have looked at them online. They're going good. But it's all looking good, you know. Have we got anything to keep us just rolling through whilst we wait for it to kick in?
I've been busy doing real work today, so I don't have a chance to look at anything.
That's fine.
How are you? What's been going on?
Not bad. Got some sausages in the oven, so I'm going to run down to check on them shortly. They're the Chipolata
style.
Professional
podcasting setup, that's good.
Fucking hell, it's just gone to shit in the first 1 minute, 50 seconds.
I got a funny story for you, if it's helpful.
Go on then. I'll tell you what. Don't do the full story. Just give me three facts about the story, and then I'll do it.
Okay, it involves my parents and Airbnb and a misunderstanding.
Okay, right. So check this out. And next on the line is Reese from Canada. Reese, you've got a great story about your parents and an Airbnb and a classic misunderstanding. Reese, what happened?
Well, my parents are currently in Canada visiting me, and they booked an Airbnb, and they've never stayed in one before, and they're staying in somebody's basement, and they seem to think that an Airbnb means you're now friends with the people whose space you're renting, and they keep checking in on them every time they leave or arrive the Airbnb, and I'm sure they're slowly driving those people to leave Airbnbs forever.
Reese, it's a great story. If you've got more stories about embarrassing families visiting Airbnbs, drop us a line on 07947376 82 943 8743218922264, or drop us an email at dean@email.com, or remember, just drop us a text at dean@text.com. up next, travel and traffic with Dean, but right now it's over to Dean.
Hi Dean. Do you like my story?
It was good, actually. Are they sort of like trying to hang out with them and stuff?
They bought them a cake.
What sort of cake did they get them?
Welsh cakes. It's like a cultural exchange.
Fuck me. Do they live far away from you?
My parents?
No, the people who they're staying with.
Like 20 minutes away.
So make sure you never, ever go to that part of town after they've left, and never let them hear you with a Welsh accent.
Never stay in the under-described Airbnb 20 minutes away from my home, which you don't know where it is. Never stay there.
Never go there. Oh, God. Fucking hell. Great show lined up this week. Lots of paranormal content.
So much to talk about.
Really, so much to talk about. We can fill the airwaves. You know, we could do a 3-hour show if we had anything to do. But we really good show. A lot of fun lined up. I can think of something to do now.
I just had a message off Mike saying 1 minute.
Hey, here we go. Which, if this works, that'll run in perfectly with my sausage check-in as well. So this is brilliant.
Is that a euphemism?
No, strictly hot meat all the way.
Strictly sausage business.
Strictly sausage business all the way.
You said 1 minute. Let's see what happens now.
Okay, right. We'll set the timer there.
That was the first. So my time is 4:35 p.m. And you said 1 minute. Okay. And I'm going to reply and say, okay, Mike. Excited to have you join us.
I did enjoy your
Should I tell him we're recorded or not?
Just let him drop in and just see the anger kicking off. I mean, yeah. You know, that always adds to it. We can beep out anything he says that's really offensive, you know. Yeah. I could try an intro. I could try my boys. That'll fill up a bit.
Yeah. They never hurt.
No, that's true. My boys, my wonderful boys. Each one of you has been so very spectacular over the past few weeks and months. You all deserve a reward for your pure, unadulterated attention to this podcast. Therefore, Ian, I shall send you a photograph of Jesus with his trousers off. Not, of course, the real Jesus. It's from a porno designed for men. Simon, for you, a photograph of a baby with a massive head. One I found whilst on holiday in Fuerteventura in 1992. The family was so proud of him, I thought he was a bastard myself. And, of course, for you, Leon, this pair of underpants stained with my juice, you bastard. David, get the cape. It's time. Help me. Hurting. Help me. Please make it fucking stop. Please make it stop. Please. Help. That's the intro there. How's that?
It's wonderful. I'm going to put some piano music under that.
Now that's what beefs it up. You know, it's the production skills that you, when you, he's coming in.
Here he comes.
Brace. Swinging. Get ready. Here we go. And now, if this works, I can go and check my sausages. Mike, can you read me?
Hello, Mike.
Mike, can you read me?
He's eating a sandwich.
He's gone off. He was on for a minute. I saw him eating a sandwich. He looked disgusted with himself. He looked disgusted with the world. He was very angry. Mike, can you read me over?
We're already recording. We're mid-record.
Yeah, record. I don't give a fuck.
No, record. I don't give a fuck. What's happening, Mike?
Take the ribbon from your hair.
Yeah, this is a strong episode. I can feel it in my bones.
Shake it loose and let it fall.
All right, guys, next up is country western legend.
I just up against my skin. Like the shadows on a wall. Come and lay down by my side. Till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. Anyway, there we go.
It was just towards the end. His breathing was very laboured. He was incredibly weak, but he managed to muster up the energy to get out of bed with the tuna paste sandwich, and he just sang that song so beautifully. And he held me by the hand, and he looked at me, and he said, "Fuck 'em off, bastards," and he just passed out. I went through his pockets. Yeah. I took his wallet. I took most of his important stuff. And then I fucked it off and went home and watched Casualty on DVD. I forgot all of them I have. Yeah. Am I right, smiley bastard?
How are you, John?
Good, Mike. How are you? Are you good?
Are you well, Reese?
Wonderful.
Sorry I'm late.
That's all right. That's all right. No problem.
Was it exciting?
I was stuck in the pub.
How many pints?
Well, this is the thing.
This is the thing. Oh, pint table. Table pint. I went to the pub the other day. I spent 45 minutes.
It's a new PB for me.
Yeah, go on. What have you done?
So I've had 10 points.
Oh, go on, get in. Yeah.
But I said to Andy, my agent,
yeah,
when I get in, I'm doing the Demon Seed pod. He said, not doing tonight, though, are you? I said, yeah, I am. He said, but we're battered. I said, no. So when I get in, I'm going to get Kelly to, I will not get her, I'm going to ask her to pour me a nice big glass of sherry, which is next to me.
Friends, Roman gentlemen, roll up for the greatest night of your life. Mike Bubbins on 10 pints with a tuna fish sandwich and a pint of sherry. Watch him call the world a bastard and piss himself all through the medium of the Demon Seed podcast. Do. Tell me, have you ever seen a man fart through his cock? Then step forward and pay a pint. It's about time. Give me 2 seconds. I've got to check my sausages in the oven. I'll be back in 2 minutes. Sing a song. I'll be back in a minute. Hang on.
You're just checking the sausages. Right, Rich?
Yeah. I was waiting. What's his sandwich? Anything nice?
It's not tuna at all. It's a cheese sandwich.
That's nice. What, a mature cheddar?
It's awkward, actually. It's nice. It's like a smoked.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That's... I'll have this. I'll be fine. I know some listeners get pissed off about
it's fine.
Me eating or drinking on microphone. But then I remember in the nick of time that I don't give a fuck.
was the pub busy?
Especially the things like those shitty Edinburgh shows like Drunk Histories and all that sort of shit.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of middle class people pretending they're drunk.
Yeah. Oh, I've had a couple of gins.
I'm working class and I actually am drunk, so
I think it generally improves the production value. Once you need,
well, I think so.
You need 10 pints. John needs a sausage, and we're fine.
Yeah.
Good news on the sausages. They're all cooked up to scratch. I've turned the oven off. I've got a snack for after the show. I'm feeling this.
Am I loud enough?
You sound amazing.
Yeah, you're fine.
You sound good. Amazing. I could do some playback. Hang on, I'll just play that bit.
Oh, yes. Wonderful there. John taking the piss of the fact that Mike's had a couple of shandies on his summer holiday before recording the wonderfully, wonderfully professional and special Demon Seed podcast. Of course, young John Rutledge there never takes a drink before a recording, because he's a consummate professional. Whereas Mike Bubbins, absolute sloth, a terrible man with next to no standards, next to no scruples, will happily drink to his heart's content and then turn up and literally hope for the best. It really is a damning indictment on British broadcasting.
A wonderful bloody actor.
I'm fucking battered.
Wonderful bloody actor. Bloody marvellous. When in between takes, he gets 20 or 30 bloody cigarettes. He fucking gin from 8 a.m. And he get on the fucking shandy. And he said to me, what are my fucking lines, David? I said, I've been here for 3 days on this shoot in the bloody desert, the bloody heat. I'd recreate World War Bloody Two. And of course, Bubbins would turn to me and he'd look at me with those incredibly sad eyes and he'd just stare at me and say, I've pissed myself. And of course, we'd have to clean him up and change the khaki shorts, give him a new pith helmet, give him a new pair of gloves, put him in the tank and we'd take action.
Land of hope and glory.
It was the greatest bloody film we'd ever made. And nobody would know in the cinema that Mike had shit himself 3 times and pissed himself 14 times in that one take alone. And that was the scene that got him the bloody Oscar. That was the bloody scene, David. Yeah, wonderful man.
These Oscar nominations come from what our American friends, of course, have called on left field.
Left field, you of know, course.
No one saw Bubbins' Oscar nomination for being pissed on a podcast coming, but of course, this is part of the genius of the medium, John, of the world of podcasts, and of course, not forgetting the world of the Demon Seed, John.
Naturally.
Young John and young Mike, they're of course friends, firm friends for many, many years now.
An incredibly long time.
Yeah. And the joy of friendship, John, is that one puts up with one's friend's foibles. And occasionally, of course, Mike will drink far too much and turn up and think it's clever and hard to be pissed. And then...
I mean, on one occasion, I nearly did lose my shit, as it were.
On one occasion, yes.
And then Mike turned up and he turned around to me and said, I've got nothing to wipe with. And before I could ask him what he meant, he grabbed my arm and he ran it along the length of his anal crack and there was a yellow smudge across my arm. And then he simply turned to the director and said, run the camera, love. And of course, the scene was fucking perfect, but my arm stank of fishy shit for the next 2 days. Shocking. Absolutely shocking. Complete bastard, but at the same time, a wonderful thing.
I should warn the listeners, John, at this early juncture, I will probably laugh more than usual because I am pissed.
Starts
but that's
with
a reflection on the show. I mean, all your content, it's very, very funny. It's just even more funny when you've had a good old drink. I reckon if people listen to this podcast drank 10 pints and a half pint of sherry.
And then tried to drive a car, they die.
I think we'd win awards, John. I do.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You know, if you work in IT, you know, if you work in marketing, if you work in
the do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler?
Ring a bell.
If you think old England's done.
Ring a bell. There's not a bell.
I haven't got a... Next week, dear listeners, Mike promises you all that when he's finished building his bar, he will be... ringing the bell. Next week, I'll ring the bell. There we are. You can't say further than that, can you?
No, you know, next week, I'm gonna bring a fucking bell next week. I can't say further than that.
And if fuck, I'm doing my best.
Help me.
Oscabs.
Wilflun. Wacky inventor. Straw hat. Glasses. Usually made something that involved a boiled egg and a minor explosion. Probably based on a traction engine, but smaller.
Great egg race. Who was the fellow with the glasses and the bald head? Can't remember him. German or Austrian, I think.
Was he on TV quite a lot in the 70s and 80s?
Yeah, did a thing called The Great Egg Race, which is like a soft...
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Curly black hair on the sides.
And that's the fella.
Yeah, and he was German or Austrian or something. God, I can see him now. And his top lip went slightly into it, ever such a slight V, and hung down over the top of his mouth slightly. I was always fascinated
too
by
much
his
information
mouth.
For me.
But I know the one you mean. And then I remember another thing called Take Nobody's Word for It. And I think Carol Vorderman was in it when she only did science rather than gentle chat and pitter-patter and on local
the
radio
stations. The Great Egg Race was a BBC television series that ran from 1979 to 1986, broadcast on BBC Two. 22 episodes were produced and presented by 6 presenters over the lifetime of the show. The Great Egg Race was a BBC television series that ran from 79 in... where that was.
He was incredibly pissed. He'd repeat the lines over and over again, but when he got it right, it was fucking fantastic, Jill. Trousers drenched in piss, but a wonderful, wonderful man.
Fuck off, I'm an oldie.
Hang on. egg and spruce.
Presented by Brian Kent, 1979, Johnny Ball, 1980, Hilary Henson, 18 to 81, Charles Allen, 1982, and Professor Heinz Wolf, originally head judge, head presenter from 1983, and Leslie Judd, who joined the series in 1984.
Professor Heinz Wolf, that's the one.
That was the fella.
Fucking classic. I hope he's still alive because he wasn't a bad lad. Fucking wicked. Why don't more people talk about him on buses and stuff instead of the fucking weather all the time?
Heinz Wolf. Heinz Siegfried Wolf. 29th of April, 1928, 15th of December, 2017, was a German-born scientist as well as a television and radio presenter, best known for BBC television series The Great Egg Race.
Heinz Wolf.
Died in 2017, 5 years.
That son of a bitch knew science like
Heinz Wolf. Forget about it.
That son of a bitch knew science like nobody's business. He had a front room full of Bunsen burners, a back room fucking full of gauzes and tripods, and a front room full of fucking results. And you know what? He never burned a peanut without accurate results resulting to it in its energy content boiling water than anybody else.
What that guy didn't know about the calorie value of fucking peanuts was nobody's business.
That kid took a Smartie, he dipped it in some water, he put it on a piece of paper, and the colors came off, and it was something to do with some bullshit about colors and water. That guy, Heinz Wolf, was a fucking hot son of a bitch with a science book. And if you gave him a pocket calculator, he could put it up his ass and he could calculate pi in under 2.3 seconds. That ain't even the formula for pi, you dumbass. Do, you motherfucker. Help me.
Of course, Wolf was born in Berlin. His father, Oswald Wolf, was a volunteer in the World War I and a publisher specializing in German history. His mother, of course, Margot Wolf, née Saalfeld, died of an acute heart infection in 1938. And father and son fled to the Netherlands.
Two men laughing at someone's mother's death that happened years and years ago on a fucking shit podcast.
Just reading Wikipedia, pissed. What a fucking shambles. What a shambles, honestly.
Dear BBC, please, could you rename Demon Seed Podcast to Just Reading Wikipedia? It's simply two men, one of them outrageously drunk, talking shit for over an hour, whilst one of them decides to repeat the same phrase from a Wikipedia page over and over again till he pisses himself and then farts through his dick. Why am I subjected to this? Your sincerely angry license payer, Rochfield.
Ground floor perfumery, stationery and leather goods, wigs and haberdashery, kitchenware and food going up. Ba 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 ba. First floor, telephones, gents' ready-made suits, shirts, socks, ties, hats, and your own shoes going up.
Doing it again! Nearly a year of this.
Dong.
He just says dong.
Oh, God, I'm so pissed.
What I like is the long, long period.
I just want to apologize to the listeners.
I just want to apologize.
I just want to. Oh, listeners, apologies, listeners.
I went to the doctor's the other day. He says to me, "Have you had 10 pints?" I said, "I just want to apologize." Reese, what do you do in these bits where you go really quiet?
Admin.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm fucking pissed as fuck I am. I mean, since fucking 1 o'clock in the afternoon, like fucking ringing like a pantomime.
Fucking, he loves it. He fucking gets on
it. I drink too much, I have. Thing is, right, man, I went out, I thought, oh, what? I'll have a couple of pints now in the fucking local pub, like, and I got there about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It was closed. I thought, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I realised it was only fucking 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It was a Wednesday. Like, it was, you know, other people got fucking proper jobs, like. But what it was, like, I found a pub where I'd done food and done drink. I had loads of fucking drinking food in that pub, like. And then I went to the next pub where I fucking booked a table in, but I booked the wrong table in the wrong pub because I was a bit fucking pissed, like. I thought I booked the monsters, but I booked the fucking Monktons. But never mind. As it goes, I got in and got fucking served anyway and had a fucking nice tidy fucking scampion chips and a couple of pints, like. And then I went back to the pub where I was closed earlier because they fucking opened afterwards. And I had a good old fucking drink and I had a good old drink in the next pub and a good old drink in the next pub. And then I fucking remembered, didn't I? Fucking Kelly fucking phoned me up and said, don't forget, they're doing fucking Demon Seed tonight with fucking John and fucking that cunt who never turns up with a swimming pool. And fucking hell, I thought, oh my fucking goodness, I have as well. And I thought, fuck it, I'll do it anyway, and I done it.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. I can't fucking believe it. I waited all week for this. I was excited. I was all set up and ready to go. The next thing I know, fucking Mike turned up, pissed as a fucking trout he was. Anyways, he fucking walks in. He's wearing khaki trousers. You can see on the front of him, it's fucking piss all over him. But it's clearly dried. He's been drinking, watching Antiques Roadshow. Anyway, he sees a fucking grandfather clock on there. Guess he's very excited. Fucking has another 4 pints. The piss comes out of him every fucking way. And it fucking stinking it is. thing is, he was on his own fucking sofa at home, fucking bastard. He's left in the Saturday into fucking disgusting. I'm fucking excited to do the podcast. He turns up, pisses, bits excited, of food around his mouth, and I'm fucking destroyed.
Yes,
help me.
The thing about the young bums, of course, is he could, with aplomb, John, absolute aplomb, he could, of course, go around the hostelries of the local area and drink to excess on a summer's evening. And, of course, the wonderful thing about bums was he had such scant regard, John, for the listeners and for the inverted commas fans of the DMC, but he would quite happily, John, drink to excess and then come back and walk up to his studio, of course, which is a rather fanciful way of describing a spare room, and put the earphones on. Log on to the Zencaster. And then, of course, just mumble into a microphone, of course. Whilst John would, every time Bubbins tried to add some content to the DMC podcast, John would find nothing funnier than to take the piss of the fact that Mike had had a couple of drinks and was giving up some valuable time in some holiday to produce some quality podcast content for the listener. And he would say such things as, "Good God, he's so drunk. Good God, what a pisshead. Oh, my God, I can't believe I pissed yes. Oh, my God, what a fucking shambles." And, John, if you cut Mikey, bleeds.
Indeed.
That's what I'll say. If you cut Mikey, bleeds. And do you think for a second, John, that... do you think, John, for a single second, that if you cast aspersions on Mike, because he likes to have the occasional drink, and he very, very rarely records drunk, John, maybe twice.
Very rarely, three, maybe four times a year.
No more than eight, certainly.
No more than eight, of course.
He doesn't deserve this sort of treatment, John. You know? And if you cut him, he bleeds.
No, of course. He's a very, 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 very beautiful man with such a wonderful approach to life and very joyous man. But of course, once you gave him a drink, it would all turn incredibly dark.
Forget about it, John.
The world would turn on its
dipsomaniac,
arse. Of course, I mean, it was, you know, such beauty and such joy on occasion. Maybe the punk. Wonder who normally films himself doing impressions of this.
Uncle Arthur.
Walking into his son's bedroom. He's going to have to do an impression of himself with three cans in his hand and go into his son's bedroom drunk this week just to recreate it. Help me.
You want to draw stuff? Just drawing John. Oh, Mike's not even there.
Alternatively, he could just draw a pair of khaki trousers with a piss stain on the front to try it on, and then put the word "pop" next to it to represent him farting out of his dick.
But actually, eggshell blue, you can.
You could do two versions. You could do two versions to keep the crowd happy. Please help me. Help me.
Oh, God.
Yes, that's better.
Yes, John.
Just having a few memories now.
Talk quietly in the microphone.
Reese, have you got any content to fill this one up? Or?
Anything at all, Reese? Some pork scratchings or maybe some crisps? Peanuts?
Jesus! Just thinking, quick one to fill up some time. Gino Ginelli ice cream. Probably the best ice cream you could get in the 80s. And I was so into the toffee fudge version, I saved up my own pocket money to buy a tub from Iceland, which is just opposite where TJ's was in Newport. And we went shopping, I bought my own tub, but they didn't have the toffee fudge. So I bought the Tutti Frutti version, which I wasn't sure about. But to tell the truth, it was quite good. And if I remember correctly, they had like class A cherries in it, but they'd also dyed some of them blue. I thought I felt really fucking European. Help me drinking and eating it from the tub. The old thing. A few months later, my parents went on holiday to Australia. My older sister was left in charge of us. And I thought this was going to be the best summer ever. So I watched Point Break on video lows. And all I ate was fucking banana ice cream and McCain American style fries from the oven. And for the first 6 days, it was fucking amazing. Until they eventually got a migraine from just eating banana ice cream and McCain oven fries, watching Point Break on VHS. And then I had a migraine. There was no one in. So I lay on the sofa. Help me. And the room started spinning. My eyes hurt. And there was flashing lights. So I puked up onto a copy of the South Wales Argus. And the cat came in. And it looked at me. And it wouldn't even eat the sick. Because it was a mixture of banana ice cream and McCain home fries. So I got myself up to bed. And when my sister came home, she found an open packet of paracetamols on the floor. She found an open packet of paracetamols on the floor and some banana ice cream vomit. And she thought, I tried to kill myself. True story. I grow memories.
Dickhead. Fucking clown.
That'll fill up 5 minutes.
That's fine. That's good.
That's fine. Yeah. What should we do next? Songs? Should we do songs?
Fuck it, I am so drunk, it's ridiculous.
Let's fuck it. Have you got anything to eat there? Have you got anything to eat?
I'm drinking cherry.
I'm drinking... Reese, idea for new t-shirt.
Are you eating? I've got sherry.
I'm drinking sherry. Yeah. It's just a t-shirt.
It won't
no
be as
branding.
Brilliant as that last t-shirt you did, though. That just said the name of the podcast.
That was good, that actually, yeah.
That was fucking brilliant, that was.
That was first gone down well.
I should check how many we've sold. I don't know.
Six. Go and check now. Check now.
I reckon
six most.
I've got to email Dominic.
Yeah, why don't you just do
this for a year and no one's mentioned Dominic. No one's mentioned Dominic. The only Dominic I know emigrated to Australia.
He's a very underwritten character, I'll admit. So he's the t-shirt man.
Right, Dom, listen to me. Does he go by Dom or Dominic?
Does he go by Dom or Dominic?
Oh, fuck off. You're going to take a piss at me for slurring every time. We're not going to fucking speak.
I got piss on you. Sorry. This is the best thing I've ever done.
What I was going to say was to Dominic, don't fucking listen to Reese anymore because he's a cunt. And just talk to us and we can give you some steers on some decent designs. That's what I was going to say.
I'm emailing him. I said, t-shirts is the subject matter. Hey, Dom, yeah. Have you sold any? Here's Reese. And I'll CC you in. You can join in the conversation.
Oh, please. Let me know. I reckon we've sold fuck all of those.
No, people have been wearing them. Unless
yeah, I've seen
off.
Pictures. There've been people have put really guilty pictures online, but they haven't put their faces in them. They've just taken a close up of the t-shirt.
If you buy a DMC t-shirt, you should send us a picture or like post a picture online. Yeah. And if you could pixelate your face,
yeah. Yeah, do a Crime Watch on it. Do a Crime Watch UK on it. You know, that's not a bad idea. Oh, God.
I do think, though, that my boys, my wonderful boys, would be a brilliant T-shirt. That's what I'm saying.
My boys, my wonderful boys who've been so very spectacular, and there's so many of you, you deserve a giant treat. And as I mentioned earlier before Mike joined the room... I've decided to gift you all this giant photograph of a baby with a massive head, a baby which I encountered on holiday in Spain in 1992. And as I mentioned previously, the family were so very proud and I pretended to claim it was a beautiful baby and congratulated them on the successful birth. But secretly, I wondered at how bloody big its head was. Was it a car tire? Was it a football? No, it was the size of John fucking Wayne, a baby with the head of John fucking Wayne. Give him a pair of leather chaps and put him in the movies. That's what I say. David.
I know that was Clint Eastwood, but I couldn't think of a John Wayne one.
Get it on a t-shirt. I know that was Clint Eastwood, but I couldn't think of a John Wayne one. This is the worst podcast ever. Whose fucking idea?
I can only apologise. Honestly, I am. I'm so fucking drunk. What I'm trying to avoid doing, because I'm so pissed, is speaking like Dudley Moore. Because then we have just basically become Derek and Clive.
But without the good bits.
Without the funny bits.
Without the funny bits. All right, let's have a quiz. Let's have a quiz. This will get us.
No, fuck off, John. No.
Come on, let's have a quiz.
Don't do a quiz. Do some Steptoe and Son. Or do some fucking Chris O'Walken, or do a drone, or do a fucking bong.
Do a drone, remember the drone?
There's the fourth thing you should do.
The bong, the drone, Christopher Walken, and Steptoe and Son.
Come on. And next time I do one, I won't be pissed, I promise. Do it again.
Is a drone?
Why is it so funny? Go on, do it again.
Adel, there's something in the sky, Adel. I can't tell what it is. Oh, for Christ's sake, you're looking at all that UFO bollocks on me again, are you? No, Adel, honestly, there was something there. I was trying to put you up a tube in, and just as I was about to get a bit past the BG. There he goes now, Adel. Look, that's a window. Christ, you're absolutely right. There's something in the fucking sky. I don't know what it is. Oh, Christ. Hang on, Adel. He's got past again, Adel. She's trying to take photographs of me, wee willy wee. I'm going to be rubber tube up this show and get in the bath, Adel. Make it stop. I can't make it stop. I was supposed to make a fucking blind throw. Stop. And you've put a rubber tube up your ass trying to get in a bath full of bees, you old butterfly cunt. Oh, fuck it, Adel. I just have to have a bong instead, then, Adel. Oh, Adult, I tell you what, take the edge off the bit, and it. Oh, class, the baby of the ego on that. I can't take the stress. Oh, pass it over, you cunt. Oh, fuck off. Oh, class, is that never these black that have been smoking? It's fucking amazing. I think I can see a Hollywood superstar walking in around the corner. Guys, don't be afraid. You're not tripping out. It's me, Christopher Walken. I gotta say, all along, it was me flying the drone outside of the window trying to take a photograph of your dad's penis and balls. I love to see the guy putting a rubber tube up his own ass. It's great. Let me try that bong. That's strong. Strong. Not as strong as a cigar, but stronger than a cigarette. It's good. Feel good. Ring, 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 ring. So two men, one of them's at 10 pints, and the other one just makes up a TV show that involves some 70s sitcom characters being filmed by a drone operated by. This podcast is shit.
Oh, how much time, though, John? I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, you usually carry this podcast anyway. But fuck me, you carry today.
They don't even pay us for this, Mike. It just all goes towards his pool.
Fuck me. Normally it's 80% you. Well, this is fucking 95% you, and that's being generous to me.
I've got 12 sausages in the oven that I've put off for this. 12 chipolatas that I've been cooking.
I'll get them on, mate.
I'll get them in a minute. Oh, fucking hell, what else?
1, 2, 3, 4, come on, baby, say you love me. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I just want to keep on counting until you are mine.
Let's just count 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
No, do Sesame Street. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. See?
Stops at 12.
They always counted at 12 because they were imperial. I've got it,
Mike. Let's just count for as long as we can. That'll fill some time.
I'm not doing that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
The kids are going to bed.
Oh, hang on a minute. Stop. Hold off a minute. Are you going to chuck me? What I like. Hang on a minute.
You're going to bed, kids.
Kids, you're going to bed. A duvet pillow. Hello, duvet.
Oh, yeah. I love you too. Hello.
Are you drunk?
I'm not drunk. Am I drunk? No.
I've had a couple of drinks.
You almost fell onto the sofa.
What?
You almost fell on the sofa.
I didn't fall into the sofa. What are
you talking about? Almost
is not falling into the sofa, is it? Yeah, but almost is almost and falling into the fuzz over. It's falling to the sofa.
Okay, love you.
Night, night. Goodbye. God bless. Sweet dreams. Oh. Everyone's a fucking critic, aren't they?
Get it on the t-shirt. Almost is not falling into the sofa. I can't breathe.
I am tipsy, mate. Where's he going?
Free and easy on the highway.
You got a bad boy?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fair play.
Fair play for both parents. Well, try and get your head down, you know. Fair play. Yeah, crack on.
Do me a favour.
Give me a can.
Can you do me a favour, please? No? Big dog.
Can't breathe.
Here you go. He's gone.
Do me a favour. And then he goes quiet and he just mumbles, he's gone.
He's hiding. Oh, fuck me. How's things, Reese? How's producer Reese doing?
Yeah, Reese, what's happening in Canada?
There was a leak in my pool. The level's gone down.
Bring that up now.
My hose pipe doesn't reach, so I got to get a longer hose to fill it up.
Well, take it out of the Patreon money.
Yeah.
Was that?
Take it out of the Patreon money.
Yeah, I think you'll find my friend said take it out of the Patreon money. He's had a few drinks.
We spent it all on the world's best t-shirts.
Yeah. Wonderful t-shirts.
Invested heavily in t-shirts.
Young Waters doesn't know about fucking t-shirt designs, not worth knowing, frankly. I mean,
Demon Seed t-shirt.
Don't forget the absolute design classic, where after several months of consultation, Young Waters came up with the design that said Demon Seed podcast. I mean,
well, of course, the Demon Seed podcast was very much the Bitcoin of the t-shirt.
The Bitcoin, yes.
A lot of hype. It was the NFT equivalent in the physical form of a t-shirt.
I don't really know how NFTs work, but carry on.
Exactly. And nobody knows how the Demon Seed t-shirt works.
Non-fungible transferables or something.
Exactly. No fucking t-shirt, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes. Oh, no fucking t-shirts, NFT t-shirts.
Oh, God.
That's what the next t-shirt. Even that is better than the t-shirt that Reese came out with.
Yeah, let's try
even
and get
NFT,
that.
No fucking t-shirt, is better than the t-shirt he came out with after all those months.
Good you can one, do though. That t-shirt.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're a listener and you haven't bought a t-shirt, hashtag NFT, Demon Seed Podcast. No fucking teeth.
Yeah, let's get the sales one. Come on. Is this a paid one or a free one today?
This is a free one.
Oh, fuck him. What am I stressing about?
Dom just replied.
Oh, what did he say? Who's Dom? Said, what a fucking 15 minutes after the conversation happened.
Sorry.
Who's Dom? I got to ask you. Who's Dom?
He said
almost
last time.
Falling into the sofa is not falling into the sofa.
Oh, fuck. I have a couple of drinks. It's my summer holiday. I haven't had a fucking drink for months. I have a couple of drinks.
It's my summer holiday.
I'm not going away anywhere because of the fucking travel fucking chaos. I moved house. I had a couple of quiet drinks. God forbid, on a Wednesday, I have a couple of quiet drinks to myself. And suddenly, I'm fucking Beelzebub.
And suddenly, I'm a bastard. Oh, fuck you. What did Dom? I never heard of Dom till tonight.
He's the t-shirt man.
Dom DeLuise.
Oh, Dom the t-shirt man. What'd you say that then, you dickhead?
Dom DeLuise from Cannonball Run. Hey, JJ. Hey, JJ.
Good news, my little friend, buddy. Anyway,
what's he saying? What's Dom saying?
He said that we've grossed £250 and it might be worth doing a bit of a push.
This whole episode is a great push. It's a great
push. Right, do us a favor. If you're the sort of sad prick who listens to this, buy a t-shirt by Reese because they're fucking rubbish and they're almost not worth the cotton they're printed on. But if we can sell these out at least to clear the stock, we can make some t-shirts that are funny.
There's at least a month and a half of warm weather left, so at least it's a t-shirt. Yeah,
just a good old boy.
Yeah.
Never meaning no harm. Beats all you ever saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they were born.
Hey there.
Straightening their curves.
Uncle
flattening G. their heels. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will.
Anyway, I just want to say, back in the day, Mike used to come around here three, maybe four times a week.
Sure he did, because there wasn't much else to do back in the day, but go on, John.
On occasion, he'd come around and make himself comfortable. It's
sure enough.
Not quite fall into the sofa, but he definitely
damn street.
Check himself out today. He'd come on in, sit himself down, make himself comfortable.
And he won't get himself comfortable. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Heard stories on occasion. If the mood was right, Mike could fart through his own penis, make himself sound.
If the time was right and the mood was right, that boy could fart from any orifice, but especially the penis, that right?
He sounded like a Dixieland brass band coming through his whole cock and balls there. They say he'd take a deep breath in. You'd look down at the trousers and they'd swell up down, deep down in the ball bag area, puffing up down, five down, or six times bigger. And he'd play himself like a set of bagpipes, like them folks over there in Scotland.
Showing up. That boy could play the bagpipe with me from the self like he was born in Edinburgh, man. That boy could play the pipe, Dad, right? He had some heavy, heavy testicles. He had a heavy, heavy belly, and he would know how to play those things to get the superior sound out of it. He would take his posterior to the exterior and make everybody else feel inferior. Sure enough.
I've never seen anybody take a bottle opener, pull their own dick out the
trouser,
drill six or seven holes in the shaft of the penis so it becomes like the flute part of a bagpipe, take a deep breath, suck it in, breathe the air into his ball bag and flatten it by six or seven times, and then play in his cock like a set of Scottish bagpipes. That motherfucker knew every song by Bon Jovi and he played it damn straight for 28 days until his balls popped. That was a goddamn hero.
What a hero. The guy was like a modern-day John Bon Jovi. But only if John Bon Jovi could play the bagpipes made out of his ball bag.
And
the guy had hidden talents, John. And he went to his grave never being fully appreciated for all the talent that he had. Because the guy had something. You know, talking about the X Factor? Forget about it. The guy had the X factor, the Y factor, and the motherfucking Z factor.
Every factor you could think of, that son of a bitch, he had it going on. On one occasion, he got John Wayne to push his own face up his ass so he could take a photograph through his special magnetic ring piece that could take photos. That guy was a fucking legend, I tell you. And when it came to playing the bagpipes through his penis, my God, that son of a bitch knew what he could do. The entire back catalog of UB40, he played every song by Joy Division, even something by that fucking woman who did that song, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Cindy fucking Lauper. He played it all and he played it like a fucking king. And if it wasn't for his ball bag popping back in 82, he'd still be there now. God damn, I miss that penis.
Help me. Help me.
Phone rings in the middle of the night. My mama says, when are you going to live your life right? I can't remember the rest of the words.
Hey, girl, now just want to have fun. Fucking oh, girl, Just want to have fun, fun. Mel wants to have fun, fun. Mel wants to have
fun. Kim, remember when you came in that thing when you were on Top of the Pops back in the 80s and you were in there as a dancer and it was Cyndi Lauper was on a fucking stage next thing,
Cyndi Lauper was there, and beforehand we got the Londis and we got a load of fucking dried pasta, and you wouldn't fucking believe it because I love I fucking love dried pasta, farfalle, all the penne, all the fucking toast. We fucking loved it. In a true mouth. Anyway, so we get to call.
Fucking gospel, lad, it, mate.
As true as fact it is, right?
Fucking true, fucking.
And of course, we go to fucking the co-op and we get all the dried pasta and we get to the top of the Top Studios and fucking Cyndi Lauper there. She says, girls, I know you just want to have fun, but we've run out of fucking maracas. I said, Cyndi, don't worry. We've been to fucking co-op. We got farfalle. We got penne. We got bits of normal spaghetti. We can snap up into bits. We can make our own maracas. And lo and behold, if you look at Top of the Pops circa 1983 to 1986, when that song was in the chart, you can see us in the... Tell them now, you know. You can see us in the background and we made maracas from fucking soap bottles from fucking fairy liquid, and we put farfalle, penne, and broken up spaghetti in there, and that's the story of how we made the fucking maracas for Cyndi Lauper's Who Wants to Have Fun video on Top of the Pop circa 86, ain't it? Tell them, Melon. Do you work and get cheap cocaines from?
Help me!
I've done a load of whiz. I've done a load of whiz, but my nasal cavity collapsed, so I just put it up myself. Tripped it for 3 days, and I had to work in a call centre.
It's fucking great whiz, mainly because the thing, best thing about whiz, like, he was very, very big in the 90s.
Massive.
We could do, like, where he was so fucking brilliant with. And you could spend a fucking fortune having about 8 or 9 pints, right?
Yeah.
And then take a fucking load of whiz and then you be back to square one again. You have another 8 or 9 pints and pay twice as much for the same fucking parcel.
We one time we spent 35 times the regulated amount on alcohol. We done 19 vats of speed, and on the way we got a Tesco trolley and I done a shit in it, which is surprising because your bowels shrink when you do it, but I managed to get a log out anyway. That's another story for another podcast. I seen you. I fucking seen you in town last night with your fucking legs around your head. Fucking. Get a fucking selfie. It lasts longer, don't it? I'm dirty myself. Get it off. Help me. Fucking help me. I had to get a bus, but he wouldn't let me on. So I just fucking walked home and he was hanging out the back of me like a fucking swing ball or a fucking tennis ball in a stocking, just hanging out the back. I mean, fucking gross it was. Anyway, I guess so. My swings over the fucking roof and goes to bed. When I wake up, I gotta go to work in the morning. I didn't even bother fucking washing. Whiz, don't do it. Help me. Help me. Fucking help me.
Oh, fuck off. It's like your worst nightmare. Coming home pissed and then have a twat like you make you laugh. Which I couldn't breathe.
Fuck this. Oh, how much longer we got left, Reese? Let's do paranormal news.
Fuck him. Let's just fuck him off, shall we?
Yeah.
You talking to me, John?
Yeah. Yes. Should we try paranormal news just to summon anything? Anything.
Let's do 50 minutes this week and then next week I won't be pissed.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, luckily enough, we're on 53 at the moment. So,
are we?
You know, yeah.
I was only on 46.
We did a few minutes before you got in, just a warm up. So it's
okay. Well, I'm on 46 now.
Jesus Christ! Sorry.
Well, I'll do. I got another 3 or 4, but isn't it?
Yeah. Quick list of names: Mary the Punk, Ozcabs, EastEnders, Dad's Army,
Max Ramsey,
Reg Grundy Productions, Neighbours,
Lacetus,
Barry and Yvonne.
Barry and Yvonne. When else? Who's anything
the
else?
Jockey?
Lester Piggott.
Lolo.
Who's the jockey? What? For, what's the jockey from?
From the jockey.
Dad's Army.
No, no, no. Don't stop this. Wait there.
No, no, no. I know what you mean. It's the holiday camp. The holiday camp program about the holiday camp. Heidi High.
Who was the jockey in Heidi High?
Yeah, Ted. Was it Ted?
Entertainer Felix Bonus. According to The Independent, the all-round entertainer Felix Bonus found fame in his 60s as Fred Quilly, the suspended jockey employed as a riding instructor at Maplin's holiday camp in Hyder High.
Just
after spending much of his working life as a variety comedian, extra, bit part actor and warm-up artist for television shows.
There we go.
Stop the tape there. Just stop the tape there. That's done.
Oh, yeah. Because watch this.
Yeah.
Google, what's my name?
Your name is Pete Tong.
Stop the tape. Stop the tape there. Just stop it. That's it. Stop it. Stop. Stop the tape, please.
God, I'm so drunk. It's ridiculous.
Demon Seed. You must be mistaken.
It's knowledge here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.